Sri Krishna was explaining in the Gita how the supreme state of yoga was to be attained. After listening to him, Arjuna said to the Lord in understandable despair, "O Krishna, this yoga which you declare to be characterized by perfect evenness of mind, I do not see how it can endure because of the restlessness of the mind." The mind, O Krishna, is restless, turbulent, powerful, and obstinate. To control the mind is as hard, it seems to me, as to control the wind. Sri Krishna listened to this representative complaint of man and gave a reply important for all men of all times. All Indian thinking and practice on mind control are largely based on this teaching of Sri Krishna. He said, "Undoubtedly, O Arjuna, the mind is restless and hard to be controlled. But by practice and dispassion, it can be controlled." From this conversation, we know three basic facts about mind control. First, that it has always been an extremely difficult task, even for heroic persons of the stature of Arjuna. Second, that yet it is possible to control the mind. Third, that there are well-defined methods for controlling the mind. In these two words, practice and dispassion, Sri Krishna gave the whole secret of controlling the mind. It is the uniform verdict of all the saints of India down the ages that there is no other way of controlling the mind except through practice and dispassion. This is also called the yoga of practice. We shall quote here a dialogue between Sri Ramakrishna and a devotee, in which the former emphasizes a fundamental point which everyone needs to remember. Sri Ramakrishna: "Don't sit idle simply because your spiritual consciousness has been awakened a little. Go forward. Beyond the forest of sandalwood, there are other and more valuable things. Silver mines, gold mines, and so on." Priya: "Sir, our legs are in chains. We cannot go forward." Sri Ramakrishna: "What if the legs are chained? The important thing is the mind. Bondage is of the mind, and freedom is also of the mind." Priya: "But the mind is not under my control." Sri Ramakrishna: "How is that? There is such a thing as Abhyasa Yoga, yoga through practice. Keep up the practice and you will find that your mind will follow in whatever direction you lead it. The mind, like a white cloth just returned from the laundry, it will be red if you dip it in the red dye, and blue if you dip it in blue. It will have whatever color you dip it in. Practice and dispassion are no doubt the entire secret of controlling the mind. But how do we bring them into our life stream? That is the question. To do this, we shall have to develop a strong will to control the mind. We shall have to understand the nature of the mind. We shall have to learn certain techniques and practice them earnestly and intelligently."